Let's get real for a minute and talk about real life situations that you and I deal with every single day. Let's say you just got home from work, you're pretty tired, but you have some free time, so you decide that you want to get up your laptop. So you get the laptop out, you put it on your lap, and you start surfing the web. You're having a pretty fun time, things are going well, and then all of a sudden a thought hits you in the mind. You're like, oh, I shouldn't do that. Then another thought comes and hits you in the mind. And all of a sudden, this innocent activity of searching on the web is becoming a battlefield in your mind, trying to control what you will do. On one side, you have the Holy Spirit saying, don't do that. On the other side, you have your flesh saying, this will give me instant gratification. Do it. What do you do in those situations? What do you do? Today is the New Testament in 90 days, Lesson 3, Luke 4, 1 through 15, overcoming temptation like Jesus. We're going to see how Jesus was able to overcome all temptations that came his way by trusting in the Father and how he did that. Context is very important because it sets the stage for this historical story. You see, Jesus has just been baptized, and the Father himself said he was pleased. God the Father said that Jesus was his son, so Satan is going to challenge that very fact. Let's see what Dr. Luke has to say here. Then Jesus returned from the Jordan, he was just baptized, full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. Jesus was on a supernatural fast for 40 days. But why 40 days? Why is this so important? Why does Luke want to add that it was 40 days? You see, the nation Israel had failed to follow God and were forced to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. The whole time they sinned, the whole time they failed, the whole time they were tempted and constantly gave in to the temptation. However, Jesus was going through the same wilderness wandering, but unlike Israel, was going to come out without sinning. You see, where the Jews, where Israel, where heroes of the past failed, Jesus was going to overcome to show his supremeness over everything. You see, Jesus understood that temptation is a quick fix. It's a shortcut. He understands that. Jesus is human. He is God, yet he is human. And he is hungry because he has been on this fast. He's probably feeling physically weak. His stomach wants to be satisfied with food. Satan will then offer Jesus food to ease his physical pain. How are you after you eat food? Don't eat for about 3 hours. How are you when you don't eat for 4 hours? How are you when you don't eat for 5 hours? How are you when you haven't eaten for an entire day? Do you get a little cranky? A little fussy? Do you give in to temptation easier when you're hungry? Satan understands this, so he's going to tempt Jesus after he had fasted for 40 days. Billy Sunday, the famous preacher and baseball player, says, temptation is the devil looking through the keyhole. Yielding is opening the door and inviting him in. We all have things we like that are sinful. And they kind of just peek through that keyhole. They say, hey, I'm here. And we have to make the choice. Am I going to say nope? Or am I going to open the door and let that temptation become sin? Satan's first temptation to Jesus is going to be, if you are God's son, prove it. Satan hopes that Jesus will doubt his identity as the Son of God and break his fast. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, it is written, man must not live on bread alone. Jesus is not fooled by this temptation, but quotes the end of Deuteronomy 8:3. When you look at the context of that verse, you see it says, So we humbled you, allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So how did Jesus overcome this first temptation? There was food offered to him. He was hungry. He was tired. Why did he not give in? You see, God said Jesus was his beloved son. So Jesus did not have to test that fact. Jesus said that man should live by what God says. In other words, Jesus had faith in the Father's word. Do you have faith in the Father's word? When you open up your Bible, when you read the words of Jesus, when you read the words of the Apostle Paul, when they give you these lists of things that are evil to stay away from, do you shun those things? Do you have faith in God's word that those things are evil? Also, do you know the truth? If you know the truth, you will know what is good and what is evil, and it's all there in God's word. So, do you have faith in God's word? Because that's how Jesus overcame Satan's first temptation, by having faith in the Father's word. Satan's not going to stop there. He's going to hit with temptation too. If Jesus worships Satan, then Jesus would receive all power on earth instantly. Jesus knew that he would have everything one day. What Satan was offering was instant gratification. All he would have to do is worship Satan and could rule without going to the cross. Satan is offering Jesus a shortcut. So he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said to him, I will give you their splendor and all this authority because it has been given over to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. If you then will worship me, all will be yours. No other man has had this temptation in all of time. Only Jesus has been offered by Satan all of the world on a platter if he would worship the devil. But notice what Jesus says. And Jesus answered him, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You see, Jesus understood the word of God. He was able to overcome temptation by quoting Deuteronomy 6:13. He was quoting Deuteronomy to the devil. And that says, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oaths in his name. Understand that Jesus is overcoming temptation after temptation for a couple reasons, but the main reason is he is quoting scripture. Jesus' love for the Father overcame his desire for instant gratification. He loved the Father more than he loved himself and was going to pass up instant pleasure, knowing that he would one day be worshiped by all. He loved the Father more than himself. My question for you is, when you are tempted, who do you love more, yourself or God? If you love yourself more than God, you will give in to the temptation, because your will be done. However, if you say, God's will be done, you will not give in to that temptation because you love God more than you love yourself. Jesus loved the Father more than his own feelings, so he was able to overcome the second temptation. Satan isn't done there. Satan knows scripture too. So his next temptation, he will twist scripture to ask Jesus to prove if he is the son again. Satan thinks appealing to Jesus' pride will help him overcome Jesus. So he took him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you, and they will support you with their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. And Jesus answered him, it is said, do not test the Lord your God. Once again, he's quoting Deuteronomy to the devil, this time Deuteronomy 6:16. It's also a statement of deity. Do not test the Lord your God, Satan. You see, Jesus overcame his third temptation because Jesus trusted God, so there was no need to jump to prove it. Jesus knew that jumping would show a mistrust between him and the Father, so there was no need to tempt the Father, only trust him. He overcame the third temptation with trust in the Father. After the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. We see in the book of Matthew that angels came and they ministered to Jesus at this time. The chief weapon we ought to use in resisting Satan is the Bible. Three times the greatest enemy offered temptation to our Lord. Three times his offer was refused with the text of Scripture as the reason. It is written. Jesus overcame temptation by trusting the Father's word. Then Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the entire vicinity. He was teaching in their synagogues, being acclaimed by everyone. Satan tried to stop Jesus. Jesus submitted to the Father's will, overcame the temptation, and then went on to minister. Satan could not stop Jesus. He overcame. Jesus overcame all these temptations, so Satan left defeated. He would later return at a better time. When you come to Jesus, he understands you because he has been tempted. You see, Jesus overcame his temptations with faith in the Father's word, love, he loved the Father more than he loved himself, and trust in what the Father had said. When you come to Jesus, he understands you because he has been tempted. In Hebrews 4:15, we see, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." This brings us to our main point. Have faith in God's word, love and trust him, and you will overcome temptation. Have faith in God's word, love and trust him, and you will overcome temptation. So we look at the life of Jesus, we look at this story and see how he was able to overcome temptation. That is knowledge. How can we turn that knowledge into wisdom? First, your identity will be tested. God himself said that Jesus was his son, so Satan had to test Jesus' identity. Your identity is found in Christ, and Satan will harass you with temptations and persecutions to see if you will keep your identity. Your identity as a Christian will be tested. Be prepared. I want you to think about it. When you stand up for Christ and are doing what is right, Satan will hit you as hard as he can to take your eyes off the Father and onto yourself. Just think of the temptations of Jesus. What are some ways Satan has caused you to stop serving God and has tempted you to focus on yourself? Go to prayer and ask God, how is Satan tempting me? Another thing to understand is just obey God and don't prove yourself. Satan's main temptation to Jesus was prove who you are. As a Christian, you should know who you are in Christ and never feel the need to prove to others that you are righteous because pride steps in. In a world of prove it, take comfort that God knows who you are, so love and obey him, and you don't have to worry about impressing people. John writes, "But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name." That is your identity in Christ. You're his child. So why do you have to prove it? Simply love him and obey him. Don't feel like you have to prove it to other people. Satan will say, prove it, to try to get pride to step in. But you don't need to do that. So do you have faith in God's word? Do you love God more than you love yourself? Do you trust him and his word? You see, when you're on that computer, or whatever the situation may be, because there's many, and temptation comes and knocking, you have to ask yourself, do I have faith in God's word? If so, you'll reject that temptation. Do I love God more than I love myself? If so, you'll reject that temptation. Do I trust God? Do I trust his word? Do I trust that he knows what's best for me? If so, you'll reject that temptation. When temptation comes your way, know God's word, quote scripture, pray, do these things, and you will not be overcome by temptation.